All right, folks, another EKN Paddock Insider to cap off this Rotax Grand Final. Sitting here with Joey Wimsett, chilling out here in the paddock. His main man, Wesley Boswell, working on the go-kart here. You know, what a great run, Joey. Bottom line is you were challenged, you stepped up, great start, led early, and then a fantastic battle for second place that you eventually won out over. You made a couple great passes and was able to make it happen. Let's talk about the start first. A lot of chaos, and you end up finding yourself up front pretty solid.
Yeah, the start went really well. I was very surprised from the outside. I saw Ben Cooper in corner three try to go inside of me, and it got collected. Just people weren't thinking, you know, the whole race through. They tried to win it in the third corner.
Was the opening couple of laps like that? The guys were just on each other.
Yeah, you know, saw the same thing in the junior and the senior field. I think they realized that this is the final, and they have to go for broke, and they just weren't making very smart decisions. But I was able to get a clean break after the corner three and was able to lead a few laps, just tried to minimize mistakes, and I just think we didn't quite have the setup to win, but I had enough to hold on for second.
When did you make that decision? Obviously, Jude Viercis was fast. You know, he was able to get out front, and when you're out front, there's nobody challenging you, you're able to stretch away, but he was really probably 2-3 tenths of a second quicker on pace. When did you realize that, yeah, you know what, I'm battling for second here?
After about following him for five laps and he was stretching and stretching and stretching, I knew I had to just hold on and try to conserve till the end. And I forget the guy, I think he's Spanish, and he passed me, and then I passed him back, and then I was kind of tired of dicking around with him, and I saw that the group behind was catching, so I followed him for probably six laps and then decided to make the move with two to go.
The move itself, had you planned it? Was it a place that you knew you were a bit quicker than him?
Yeah, he was a little bit faster down the straightaway, and out of the last corner and in the corner one, I had a little bit more speed than he did. So I was just kind of sitting there waiting patiently until I knew it was two to go, and I could going to the white flag lap, pass him and try to defend. I didn't have the pace down the straightaway, and he passed me, and I knew he was going to block in the last corner, so I did my best to set him up.
You know, overall, how do you feel about the way that everything shook out? You know, it's a long race. It's a long week. You know, you come in here with certain expectations and desires and what you want to do. What are your thoughts on the week as a whole and how you end up being able to leave?
The weekend didn't start well. Boswell and I did our best in the beginning, and we were on pace in every practice session. We were top four. And in qualifying, we just didn't quite have it, and I got blocked on my one good lap, and I qualified 22nd. So we were just having to fight our way back and scratch our way back. And every heat race, I was consistent and had a good start and a good finish in the pre-final and final.
As a driver, do you feel that this event has changed you at all? Has it brought you to the next level? Obviously, you and Wes, like you just said, you qualified not well. And to be able to fight back like you did, to finish where you have, that's got to feel good for a driver.
Yeah, it feels really great. I know I had the pace. I knew last year I had the pace too, and when I was in Egypt before that. I know that the Americans are capable of going out and winning these races, and that was proven this weekend. Everyone in every class had the pace to win.
Well done, my friend. You know what? Lost you a lot more work to do. We're all heading to Vegas for next week for another event, but I want to say congratulations. Well done.
Thank you, and hopefully next week I have one spot better.
A lot of money on the line over there, that's for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Joey Wimsett, folks, a fantastic drive here in the DD2 category. A big run for Joey Wimsett here in New Orleans.